We want to return now to a topic that one of you, our dear listeners, raised on a recent show. We had Boston Mayor Marty Walsh and incoming BPS Superintendent Brenda Caselius in our studio for a call-in segment when we got a memorable call from Michael in West Roxbury.
Hello, Mayor and Superintendent. I'm wondering if you would take up my air conditioning challenge. Since most of our schools don't have air conditioning, in the summer, as the hot days roll on, will you guys voluntarily turn off the air conditioning in City Hall and Bowling Building until all of our school and children have air conditioning?
Mike, are you a teacher, Mike, in the school?
I am.
Yeah, you did that. You actually challenged me on Twitter last year to shut down. Shut it down. And ironically, when you challenged me, our air conditioning was broken in City Hall. I'm just telling you, it was broken for a week.
So the Mike that Mayor Walsh recognized from Twitter is Michael McGuire. He teaches Latin and ancient Greek at Boston Latin Academy and is a parent of two kids who attend Boston Public Schools. And while that was kind of funny as an exchange, the lack of air conditioning in some schools can be a serious issue. So we called McGuire back to talk a little bit more about why he thinks keeping kids cool is so important.
Even in the month of June, my high school students are taking MCAS tests in non-air-conditioned buildings. Even the high-stakes tests in May, sometimes the weather is in the 80s or 90s outside, and most of the buildings that we're in are brick buildings. Temperature is really hot. And I'd also say every other government building has air conditioning. Why not the schools? And if it's not such a big deal, then the adults who run the school system should be willing to turn off the air conditioning, too.
Mike, help us put this in the broader context of infrastructure, I should say, and spending in the Boston public school system. I mean, there are a lot of issues on both fronts, right? I mean, there are some schools that are crumbling in parts that need to be taken offline. And of course, the school system, like many, has limited resources. So what's your sort of broader take on the way resources are allocated within BPS?
Well, for decades, the school system has been chronically underfunded, not just in terms of books and teachers and staffing, but you have to build in to your annual budget maintenance. And just like anyone who owns a home or a car, if you defer it for too long, eventually the price tag is larger and is looming. And that's where we are right now. And while it costs a lot of money, I would still say that it's a necessary part of 21st century. I see buildings going up all over Boston. We're in the midst of a huge boom. I'd like to know where that money's going. And again, if there's not enough money to air condition the schools, then I say there's not enough money to air condition City Hall and the Bowling Building.
On the money front, I mean, as you say, so you're asking to sort of chip into this over time or perhaps make incremental changes as opposed to a full, you know, HVAC overhaul. The mayor's not sitting with us this time around, but if he were, he might say, but look, Mike, you know, in the 5 years that I've been in office, you know, the BPS budget has grown by a couple $100 million. Give me some credit. I mean, do you give him credit for that?
Well, absolutely. Every bit counts. There are many issues that face our school system, but more and more, we're having kids do school programming, or I think they call it fifth quarter, is a summer program for a lot of the kids. Those buildings should be air-conditioned. And it doesn't have to be everything overnight. Even if they just did one or two a year, eventually we'd catch on. I'm in my 25th year of teaching. If they had done two a year when I started, we'd be halfway there now.
Starting next month, Mike, we'll have a new superintendent on the job in Boston. As you know, Brenda Caselius is arriving. What are you hoping for from her, specifically on infrastructure within the school system?
I'd like to see her bring Boston schools into the 21st century, out of the 19th century, as lots of our buildings were built then. And I'll give her credit. I'll give her a chance. And I know she's got a lot to figure out about our school system, and I'm happy to help in any way.
That's Mike McGuire. He's a teacher at Boston Latin Academy and the parent of two BPS students. Mike, thanks a lot for your time.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you.
Stay with us. Coming up, 2020 presidential candidate Marianne Williamson on why America needs a spiritual and moral awakening. We'll take your calls. I'm Callum Borchers. This is Radio Boston.